Hey, I'm Cassie with All That Matters in Triple M Rock News this week.
Hello, everybody. This is Brown and Flowers.
The Killers have announced the details of their seventh studio album, along with a teaser video for the new release. The band's new album, titled Pressure Machine, is available for pre-order now ahead of its 13th of August release. Yep, it's out next month. After releasing Dustland, a collaboration with Bruce Springsteen last month, fans have been eagerly awaiting the news of a full-length record from the Las Vegas band. Pressure Machine takes the band back to frontman Brandon Flowers' hometown of Utah, revealed in the album teaser shared by the band on their socials. The one-minute teaser video also revealed founding member of The Killers, Dave Kuing, has reunited with the band for this release. While Aussie fans are still waiting on the news of their Imploding the Mirage rescheduled tour dates, we can experience The Killers live this weekend for Splendor XR, a virtual music festival put together by the crew at Splendor in the Grass.
Hello, I'm Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden.
After releasing their first new music in 6 years last week with the new single, The Writing's on the Wall, heavy metal greats Iron Maiden have announced the release of their 17th studio album. Senjutsu is out September 3rd and was made with long-standing producer Kevin Shirley and co-produced by the band's Steve Harris. You can hear the new Iron Maiden single, The Writing's on the Wall, on Triple M Hard and Heavy, and pre-order your copy of Senjutsu now.
Hi, I'm Guy.
Johnny, I'm Will.
I'm Chris of Coldplay.
Following the release of their new single, Higher Power, in May, Coldplay have announced the release of their new album. Music of the Spheres marks the UK band's ninth album, and you can get a taste of the new one with the album teaser available on Coldplay's official YouTube channel now. Listening to the teaser, it sounds like this album's got a bit of everything. Anthemic instrumentation, heavy rock guitars, dreamy pop chorus, and inspiring sing-alongs. The new album from Coldplay is out October 15th, and you can pre-order it now.
Hi, we're Radiohead.
So die-hard Radiohead fans know that the band's frontman, Thom Yorke, hates their super hit Creep. Yep, the song that they're famous for. Well, in possibly the most 2021 move in music, Yorke has re-recorded the 1992 hit, giving it a 9-minute redo, with the song now, in fact, sounding creepy. You can listen to the full 9-minute remake, if you can get through that long, on the Triple M website now.
This is Bruce Springsteen.
In a media alert from Sony Music this week, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band have announced the release of the band's film, The Legendary 1979 No Nukes Concert, giving fans a rare glimpse into the early days and rise of the future icons of rock. The film is made up from two concerts shot in 1979. The band had only been together for 6 years at the time of recording these, and the 1970s concerts have gone down in rock history as some of the best. The film will be distributed later this year. And that's all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week. Don't forget to stay up to date with the latest rock news and interviews. Subscribe to Triple M Rock on the Listen app now.